First, it's a good night to be able to come out and play. Everybody was kind of worried about the weather and everything else. We had a great practice yesterday on Friday in the rain, and it was a great tempo, and it was wonderful. And our guys, we thought that they were ready to play, and we thought that they came out and did a good job. I'll start kind of offensively and talk about, you know, what we did on offense tonight. What you saw was a quarterback that understands the offense and lived up to everything that we thought he would be. He took care of the football. Very proud of him. And then you got to see also our offensive front did a good job tonight. We rushed the ball pretty good tonight. We're going to continue to try to get better at rushing the football, but we rushed it pretty good. And you know, also the weapons that Phil has had a good night tonight. There was a lot of balls being caught, not very many balls on the ground. Defensively, I thought the turnover at the beginning of the game was such a huge play in the game and such a huge play in the season and for their confidence and everything else. That was a great play by that kid. And then we go down and get the score off of it, and that's offense and defense kind of, you know, working together there. Defensively, they gave us some fits like we knew that they would with some of the motion and some of the stuff that they did. Quarterback was really slick. Great hands, probably some of the best hands in zone read I've ever seen. When I mean that, he could pull that ball as late as anybody that we've been around but never put it on the ground. He was really good catching snaps. He could spit it out. Very impressed with the job that Coach Spear has done with that offense and that defense and that whole team. You know, very, very good. Special teams, we got to clean up a few things. You know, we can't have some of the situations that we had happen to us, especially the short punt. But that short punt, that was a culmination of a lot of things. The play before it, we didn't block the end on offense. We had a play where we got to go out on the end there, and we didn't make it. So we didn't get the third down there. And then the next play, next couple of plays, we get a punt that doesn't go very far. And then the next couple of plays on defense, they score on us. So I'm glad that our guys got a chance to fill a win on offense, defense, and special teams. But that whole series was offense, defense, special teams. That, you know, that's not the way you win football. So we'll continue to work. We thought defensively there are some guys that played well. We're going to see it on tape. We got contributions for a lot of people. We played a lot of people tonight. And I just can't say enough about Phillip and Zay and Anthony Scott. Those guys, they answered the call tonight. We'll continue to look at. We're very proud of our entire football team.
Anthony Scott was a huge part of the game plan tonight. His versatility showed, you know, not just on the run but in the pass. How big of a factor do you feel like he was in giving you guys a lot of balance on offense?
You know, well, you know, early in camp we realized that he could catch it really well and he could make plays with his legs. And then we started becoming a little bit fearful because he was always finishing 35, 40, 45 yards. And we thought we were running out of him, but we knew that we wanted to get him the ball. Our game plan was that he was going to be our back, and if he could take over a game, we wanted him to take over a game. He ran extremely hard. He got the ball down. I liked the way he took care of it. There was a few times I didn't like the way the ball was being carried, but we'll get that fixed. We got a way of getting that fixed on Tuesday and Wednesday, but we're very, very happy with the way that he played. You know, I told you we're going to continue to try to work every set that I've ever been around with any quarterback or any running back or any tight end or receiver. We've never had a guy with this kind of versatility. And, you know, I've said that from the get-go. Every week we're learning how to use him. And we're going to learn a little bit more. We're going to go do some research and film study of everybody in the country to keep trying to get him the football. But, I mean, he's a dynamic talent. You know, he's a hard tackle. But more than anything, he knows our offense. So if he's at any position out there, you can almost throw him out there. And we like where he is right now.
Earlier this week, you talked about how long you've been wanting to be a head coach at the collegiate level. How did expectation meet reality?
You know, it's kind of crazy. When I walk back into the building, I'm one kind of personality. When I walk out on the field, you know, I it's hard for me to remember a lot of the things that happens when I'm out there on the field. But it was great. Being embraced is the word by Pirate Nation was fantastic. I guess you just don't know the feeling. A lot of people don't know the feeling of being out on the field. And when I went out on the field, I felt like I just walked into nothing but family. And being able to see all that purple and then turn around and see my family behind me and then have the players right there with me and the coaching staff right there with me, it truly was a dream come true.
Coach, a lot of problems after the game on the sideline with you. Is this something that you'll think about later tonight, or is it something you'll put in the back pocket until after the season, your first ever coaching victory?
Yeah, we really won't think very much about it tonight. You know, we got a lot of work to get done tonight. You know, I'm going to go home and see my family. First order of business is making sure my little boys get to bed and then see my wife. But then we'll talk about it a little bit tonight. But we got to get to work in the morning early, and we got a big game ahead of us.
Coach, touching on a little bit, what were your thoughts on working at off-tempo offense and working on the preseason? You know, what were your thoughts on that?
You know, I thought we had a lot of tempo early in the game and even in the middle part of the game. And in the end of the game, I slowed the tempo down, of course. But, you know, what we got to get used to is we go so fast in practice that sometimes, you know, the officiating can slow the game down because they have to spot it. You know, we got a guy in practice spotting that ball. He's got two balls in his hand, so he's spotting that ball as quickly as he possibly can. And but the hardest thing about that is our guys, you know, are understanding that when they get to the game field, it's a little bit easier. So the confidence is growing, and we like that. We like our tempo. We can. I thought it was a couple of times we could have moved with a little bit more pace, though.
As a guy who's played a little wide receiver himself, what kind of weapons
they use? You know, I'm a little bit jealous of our offensive staff and Tony, and you know, Phil McGagan is his coach. Because, I mean, there's not much we can't do. I mean, you know, he can do it all. I mean, he can go out and play outside. We played him in the slot tonight. You know, he has four position flexibility. He has a tremendous catch radius. You know, he makes all the, you know, the contested catches. He can run by you. He can start and stop. He's a hard tackle. And he's a good person. You know, you combine all those things, then you got a chance to be pretty special there.
You mentioned the defensive play at the beginning that got terrific run. Mm-hmm. He kind of gets lost in the game. He scored 52, but the defense played pretty well. He gave up the one touchdown on the short field. What did you like best about the defensive play?
You know, the communication. You know, we didn't have communication errors out there tonight. We were gap sound for the most of the night. You know, we tried to spy Tyree a little bit tonight, but he was so slick, he was going the opposite of the spot. We would overrun it a little bit. But what I liked is we ran to the football. Some guys made some plays. I think, you know, I don't know. I know we had a tremendous amount of tackles for losses. And if we can continue that, you know, TFLs, and we can turn. What we have happened to us at the end of the half was really, really good. Our defense got a stop. We got a score. You know, we get another stop, and then we get a double score. You know, teams that get double scores in football games because of good defense, they very rarely you lose if you can score going in and score coming out. That was a really good thing.
Touch on three penalties tonight. Is that something that I know you're working on consistently in practice?
Yeah, that was too many. Three is too many. I know people may think that I'm crazy when I say that, but we had an 18-year-old kid in there at the end who had a false start. I can't wait to get my hands on him tomorrow. It'll be interesting. I know he was a little nervous, but man, we all nervous. You got to be able to perform. And then we had some situations that were, you know, we got to keep our discipline, and that's what we've been talking about: discipline and conditioning. You know, and we got to, you know, I want to look at a call sheet one day, hopefully, and look down there and see nothing. That's when you got good teams become great, when they have great discipline.
Mm-hmm. Was that mostly by design or just feel like you were talking earlier?
Yeah, it was the personality of the game. You know, I saw it in his eyes as he was coming out of that game, and he was hot. You know, I'd like to get Devin going a little bit earlier so that we can get people going a little bit earlier. But, you know, Anthony was hot. I mean, he was catching it. He was running it. He was doing a great job in protection. I mean, I'm not going to give him too much sugar yet, but I want to say he might have had one of the best games from a mental error standpoint that I've been around in the back, but I got to go watch the tape to see that. We like to get him some more carries early, though. I thought Devin ran the ball extremely hard, and boy, he, you know, you're talking about an inside zone runner. I think he could be a great one for us.
One more question, Steph, though, defensively tonight. Are you comfortable for him to answer a call after about starting?
Say again.
Jordan Williams stepped up defensively tonight. Yeah.
You know, he's been everything that we thought he would be. You know, Cam, just he's just been like maybe one step ahead of him and learning the defense and playing and doing all things. But, you know, Jordan had a great game tonight. He tackled. He ran to the ball. He had understanding. His communication was great. So we look forward to that, you know, that competition continuing to grow. And it will do nothing but make our team better.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.